Welcome, friend. I'm Lin Cassijin, and thank you for joining me on Being Awareness, where we explore mindfulness, meditation, and self-awareness. Before we dive into today's exploration, I'd like to apologize for being MIA for the past 2 months. I've been working on a number of projects, including designing and teaching a 4-week online mindfulness meditation course, as well as planning a day-long retreat on the theme of befriending changes and uncertainties. For our listeners based in Berlin, you're very welcome to join the in-person day-long retreat, which will happen on Saturday, May 18th, at a beautiful Tibetan Buddhist center in Friedrichshain. In case you'd like to join us, please feel free to email me at being.awareness.podcast@gmail.com. I also put the details in the show notes. Today's practice is about noticing bodily sensations during everyday activities. Our bodies do some pretty miraculous things. There are 50 trillion cells in our bodies, and every single one of them has a job, responding to the environmental signals. And through their harmonious collaboration, we get to breathe, touch, see, hear, taste, sense, think, and interact with life in general. Pondering for a second, something seemingly as simple as breathing or the heart beating. Under most circumstances, we don't have to tell the heart to beat or the lungs to draw out the next breath. Our bodies do it for us instinctively. Let's go a little bit more complex and think about walking. Most of the times, if we're able-bodied, we don't have to tell our knees to bend or our feet to touch the ground in a specific way to navigate whatever kind of terrain we're on. Our bodies carry us through our experiences in life as a dedicated co-pilot on our life journey. Yet, our relationship with our bodies can be quite complicated. Over a lifetime, we could have picked up many mixed messages about how to relate to our bodies, to identify or over-identify. And the fast pace of life many of us are living with now may be gradually creating an ever-growing separation between our embodied experiences in the world and our intellectual minds. It may be hard to understand what our bodies are really telling us through its ever subtler signals, informing us of stresses, imbalances, or diseases. Paying attention to bodily sensations can help us ground once again into an embodied way of experiencing the world. Through this observation, notice the arising and passing of all sensations and experiences, and recognize that just like bodily sensations, all experiences in life arise and pass. Arise and pass, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Ultimately, cultivating a wise and spacious relationship with life itself. In our practice today, I'd like to invite you to practice with an everyday activity that doesn't feel too high stake or stressful. It can be washing the dishes, tidying up the house, taking a walk, commuting, something nice and simple. In the practice, please simply carry on with your activity. Once in a while, you'll hear a prompt from me to check in with what is happening in the moment. If now is the right time for this practice, please feel free to continue listening. If not, please feel free to come back at a later time, when the timing feels more appropriate. I'd like to invite you to keep the eyes softly gazing downwards. Taking a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. One more time in and out. Whenever you're ready, gently allow the breath to flow back to its natural rhythm. Gently bring your attention and gaze to one of your hands. As you observe your hand, notice the sensations there. Notice the color of the skin, the textures, every fine line and hair. Notice any details you may not have noticed before. Slowly and gently, start to move the fingers, moving them so slowly as if you can hardly perceive any movements. What sensations do you notice while moving at this astronomically slow pace? Also notice the shifting of light and shadows on your hand as you're moving it. Now, feel free to freely move your hand and wrist in whichever ways that feel right in this moment. Observe any sensations that accompany every single movement. Slowly letting go of this observation, allowing the hand to rest with the rest of the body. Allowing yourself to carry on with your activity. Whether it's washing the dishes, tidying up the house, commuting, taking a walk, whatever it is that you're doing, simply allow yourself to continue with them. Do you notice any sensations in the body? If you notice any pleasant sensations, is it possible to not hold on to them? If you notice any unpleasant sensations, is it possible to not avoid them? Rather, simply observe and let them naturally take their course. Are you noticing any bodily sensations? Even if you don't notice any sensations at all, that's okay too. Whatever it is you may be noticing, see if it's possible to simply witness them with an open and curious attention. Where is your attention now? Is it possible to redirect your attention into noticing bodily sensations? Simply recognize whatever sensations might be arising in the body as you carry on with your activity. What sensations might you be noticing now? As this practice is drawing to a close, notice what paying attention to your bodily sensations during an activity felt like. And take note of the quality of your being. Notice what might have shifted, if any, since the beginning of this practice. As you carry on with your day, I'd like to invite you to continue paying attention to what the body is trying to tell you through sensations. Like any practice, it takes time and repetition. Please don't feel discouraged if you forget to notice. But every time you do notice, though, is another moment of mindfulness. Thank you for practicing noticing bodily sensations in an everyday activity with me today. I look forward to practicing with you next time. Take care, and may you be well.